In a meeting with members of Iran's expert assembly of the leadership on Thursday, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei stressed if the framework of the sanctions were to remain in place, then for what purpose should we sign into a final comprehensive nuclear deal? The leader said the removal of the sanctions was the main reason Tehran gave some concessions at the talks, otherwise there was no need for us to negotiate anything. The leader explained that Iran could have increased the number of its centrifuges to some 60,000 from the current 19,000 in a short period of time, while continuing 20% enrichment for peaceful purposes and boosting its research and development, emphatically rejecting the notion that the sanctions could be suspended instead of being removed. Ayatollah Khamenei said, "Should the sanctions remain in place, then there would be no final agreement, so this issue must be resolved first." The leader further stressed that Iran's parliament should examine and vote on the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. He also stressed that he would announce no preference on whether the lawmakers should ratify or reject the deal, but rather the representatives of the Iranian nation should decide for themselves. On regional issues, the leader said the main objective of the U.S. policy is to completely destroy the forces of resistance and then fully dominate Syria and Iraq. Ayatollah Khamenei said the United States should not expect Iran to enter into this framework and should understand that the negotiations with the E3+3 focused only on the nuclear issue. The leader concluded by stressing that the Iranian officials should not be duped by the enemy's smiles or occasional short-term assistance in certain issues. Rather, they should always be on the watch to find out what the enemy's schemes are. A senior Iranian diplomat has reiterated Tehran's firm decision to assist Syria in fighting terrorism and extremism. Deputy Foreign Minister for Arab and African Affairs Hossein Amir Abdullahian made the pledge in a meeting on Thursday with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus. Amir Abdullahian said Iran will spare no efforts to help restore stability and security in Syria. For his part, President Bashar al-Assad lauded Iran's contribution to stability in the Middle East region, saying the Syrian nation trusts Iran's earnest efforts towards political resolution of the crisis in his country. The Syrian president said Iran plays a major role in protecting the people of the Middle East against the efforts of certain governments to spread terrorism across the region. Later on Thursday,